Hey y'all, remember us? I'm Bianca Jordan.
And James Jones.
And it's the Legalish Podcast.
Back again.
Back like we never left, even though we did for a little bit.
Yep, but you probably didn't notice because you were probably listening to old episodes because they're so wonderful and amazing.
That, and we've been dealing with this never-ending panini.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Something's been going on with like the flu or something.
Kind of sucks.
I've
Still
heard.
going on. No end in sight.
Yep.
Fun times.
And I predicted the no end in sight part when this first started. I was like, yeah, we're going to be wearing masks and going in and out of quarantine for the next probably 3 to 5 to 7 years. And people are like, that's crazy. And here we are going into year three, and you got to wear a mask everywhere, at least in Boston.
Yeah. Yep, Boston. I know like where I live, like we don't have to. But it's so deceiving because when you go to stores, like as you get closer to the door, it'll say in big letters, mask required, and then in tiny print, for those of you who are not vaccinated.
Right. No, the ones that get on my nerves are when you go up to the door and like it's in a town where there's no requirements, so you're just not thinking about it. And then it's like that one store is like, yeah, masks are required. It's like I'm
Yeah.
not mad that they require the mask. I'm just mad now I gotta walk all the way back to my car.
Right. Yeah, and I feel like right now there's some kind of, I feel like vaccinated people are getting shamed because, like, it's weird. Like, because all of the signs are basically saying that if you're not vaccinated, you have to still wear a mask, which who's gonna really know if you're vaccinated or not?
Right,
Like,
exactly.
I feel like a lot of unvaccinated people are out here not wearing a mask because let's be real, like how am I supposed to know whether or not you're vaccinated? But then those of us that are vaccinated, I feel like a lot of us feel pressured to wear a mask as kind of proof of like, we support being careful and blah blah blah, and it's kind of like turned back around on those that are vaccinated.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'll put it on when I know that I'm going to be in a area where there's a fairly large crowd or a dense crowd or something where it's like, okay, I'm not gonna be around people and potentially be spreading it or anything. But it's like if I'm somewhere where it's like me and four other people in the store, it's like, okay, we're good. I'm not anywhere. I'm not even 6 feet away. I'm like 50 feet away from everybody.
Yeah. Do you have to wear one all day at work?
Yep.
All the
All
kids
day.
too?
Yep. All of them too.
Wow.
Everybody. We all gotta wear it all day. Unless you're like alone, then
Gotcha.
it's fine. Or I mean if you're in a room with like other adults and the door's closed so no one can see anything and everyone's like, okay, we're good, then that's different.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely been crazy, crazy times, which is why, one of the reasons why we haven't really been podcasting. 2020 was insane. The fact that 2020 will almost be 2 years ago soon is also crazy because I'm still dealing with 2020. Like a lot of us are still dealing with 2020. 2020 was both great and horrible at the same time. Like, like my husband got COVID, and that wasn't fun at all. My grandpa passed away from COVID. Really wasn't great at all. But my inner introvert was kind of okay with being home, socially distancing. I'm like, I've been training for this my entire life. Like, I just had to stay home and wash my hands and avoid people. But like that was fine with that.
Yeah, I know you've been home like a lot. I think, and we kind of talked about this when we did that one sort of special episode, the special election episode, a year ago that we did just that one thing, because I actually remember talking about like I felt bad because I don't want to say that it was like one of the best years of my life because I know that it was a nightmare for so many other people,
Right.
but it's like, yeah. I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to talk to anybody. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to go into work. We had almost no expenses because we weren't going anywhere or doing anything. So we saved a ton of money because there was nothing to buy.
Right.
And yeah, and I feel bad saying how great it was for me, for us, because I know it was miserable for everybody else or for a lot of other people, and it still is. So even though it was good for me, I recognize that it was not good for others. So it's not gloating or being insensitive. It's like, well, I just don't know what to say.
Right.
But
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty cool. Like, I was fine being home. My law firm has pretty much been online virtual since its inception. So, and I actually witnessed a lot of lawyers like shutting down their law firms. A lot of lawyers who did not take me and my law firm seriously because I didn't have office space, I didn't have a secretary, I didn't have all of these traditional things that are supposed to be like symbols of being a successful attorney. I saw a lot of these people crumble. I saw a lot of people firing their attorneys and hiring me simply because they're just trying to get info on what's going on with their case, and their lawyer's like, "Oh yeah, my file is at the office and I can't go because the building shut down due to COVID." All of my stuff is digital. Like, I don't keep paper files. So, it was interesting to see that a lot of these lawyers either folded because they're like, how are we going to get people to sign contracts if we can't meet with them in person? Or how am I going to get a payment if I can't meet with people in person? As if like e-signatures and online payments aren't a thing. Like, don't you buy things from Amazon? Do you physically hand Jeff Bezos a check or cash when you buy stuff? No. Well, that's the same way that your law firm can work. So it was very interesting just to see a lot of people folding under the pressure. And, I hated to say I told you so, but for some of them, I did.
I mean, I think a lot of lawyers and law firms do some of that stuff just because it makes them seem like more official, more serious, like they're set apart from their clients.
Handling cash.
No, just like this whole idea of we have an office and we have a secretary and we have paper files and we have big file cabinets and we have big desks.
Gotcha.
And I got a phone on my desk, and we talk about these things. And you need to come in and sign this paper. Look at my fancy pen that I'm going to hand you to sign it with. And I don't know, it's just all this weird, it's almost like pageantry, I think, for some people, whether they're
Yeah, that's
trying
a
to
great word
impress their
for it.
clients or they're trying to make themselves feel special, or whatever. I don't know. Because, like, kind of like you, like for me, mine's always been online. And I mean, with my clients, where they're all startups. The only thing that was different was for a couple of months when things shut down, I kind of lost a lot of business just because, people didn't know what to do. Like investors didn't know whether or not they should be investing in anything. People didn't know how things were going to work out in terms of selling products or launching an app or doing whatever. But once things kind of settled in and people started getting into a routine and got into a groove, everything went back to normal for me and actually kind of blew up at that point because then you have all these people who are at home and they're getting unemployment or they're working from home, which for some people means, just logging hours on the computer. And now they're like building their own business on the side that they've always wanted to do. And so I'm like filing trademark applications and forming companies and putting together paperwork to hire different people and everything. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, same thing for me. Like, I expected when everything shut down last year, I expected my business to really suffer. I was just preparing for the worst at that point, but also letting my clients know, like, hey, immigration is still working. I'm still here to help you. Like, by that point, I had started doing like weekly lives on Facebook just to kind of answer people's questions, let them know what's going on and all that stuff. And I always send a weekly newsletter. So I was just kind of, it was business as usual for me. I was just letting people know, like, hey, I'm still available. I can help you from a social distance. Doesn't matter where you live, I got you. And I got like really slammed last year because I was just telling people like, hey, I can still help you. Like, you don't have to come to my office for me to help you. I can do my job no matter where I live. And it was just interesting. But it's also kind of like a generational divide, I guess, because I feel like it was mostly the older attorneys that were just resistant to change. Like you said, they like the pageantry of what they think a lawyer, what they think being a lawyer is supposed to entail. You're supposed to have the office with like heavy wood grain, everything that looks super flammable,
Right.
with the 1980s file cabinet and like all that stuff. And it's like, I literally run my law firm from like my phone or my laptop. Like, my social media, I run from my phone. And like, my law firm has always run from my MacBook since day one. Like, you don't need all that stuff. And even now, like, I have an office, which I literally got before everything shut down. And so that's been interesting. But it's like, I have an office, I have a secretary. Sometimes she works in the office, most of the time she doesn't. Like, I really don't care where any of the people that work for me work from, as long as they get the work done. Like, I got people that don't even live in America that work for me. Like, I could care less where you work from, as long as you get the stuff done when I need it done by.
Yep, I'm still a one man show, so still working that out.
Yeah.
We should probably talk about some legal stuff though,
Little bit.
because that's what the people tune in for.
Definitely. I mean, it is legal-ish after all.
Exactly.
There's been a lot going on. I mean, right now we got abortion, which is always, it's almost as if we said we told you so. Like, I vaguely remember like years back, I think it might have been that, what was the thing that they did? The Women's March.
Oh,
So like, all these
yeah.
white women rallied around and they wore their little pink pussy hats and they were like, we shall overcome, and like, fuck the patriarchy and like all that
It's
stuff.
like, yo,
And
y'all
then
wasn't thinking about that when you went out to the polls and cast a vote for
it
Trump,
went
but
out the
then.
drain. Like, it went through one ear and out the other, because what they, what had happened was, when the midterm elections came around, like, Ted Cruz got to keep his job and all those horrible people got to keep their job. So it was like, y'all were marching in the cold for what again now? And it's almost as if elections have consequences, because lo and behold, Hillary was out here warning the people. Black women were out here warning the people, like, God forbid RGB dies while this man is still president,
Yep.
it's gonna be a disaster. And what had happened?
Right. And now here's fallout happening, because these are lifetime appointments. Here's fallout happening
Right. Exactly.
nearly 2 years after Trump's gone.
Exactly. And this is my issue with Democrats, because Republicans think long term. They're always about the long game. They're all about winning the war, not these little itsy bitsy battles. Like, they're trying to think long term strategy. And the Democrats are like, we just want y'all to like us. And it's like,
Right,
no,
but we
like,
want
we
to
need
work
you to get your
together.
hands dirty.
Don't you want to work together?
No.
And even as you're talking about the long game, like I've been saying this before, and people are finally starting to listen and being like, actually, you know what? That makes sense. I've been saying for the longest time that this whole renewed abortion thing is solely and purely about increasing the number of the white population in this country. That
Could
is
be.
only what it's about. Because the other groups of people get abortions at lower rates. No one actually cares about whether or not black, children are aborted, or Latino children are aborted, or whatever else. The number of people getting abortions in high numbers, whether you're not necessarily maybe percentage-wise, but numbers-wise, are white women. And that's what this is all about, because that census data came out recently, from when they had the census last year. And what do you know? The white population declined, just as we, have been predicting, and everyone's been predicting for the past like 10 years that it's going to be going down. It just went down more and faster than people thought.
Yeah.
And they're about 20 years away at the most of being in the minority in the country.
That should be fun.
And so their ideas, if we can get rid of abortion, we can stop white women from aborting babies. Because a number, like, for, if you forget about percentages, but you just look at the actual number of abortions happening, the largest number of abortions happen are white women.
But I feel like the logic is somewhat flawed too, because, I mean, first of all, you're assuming that white women are having abortions simply because they don't want to have white babies, or that white women aren't out here having babies with non-white people. So what happens when, like, Kelly and Erica and Susan go out and, like, have a black baby with Malcolm? Then what? Like,
I think they're willing to roll the dice, thinking that that isn't happening as often as they believe it is.
it's so stupid. And it's like, so, I mean, full disclosure, I'm not really like pro abortion, but I'm also whatever floats your boat and doesn't sink mine. As long as I don't gotta like hold your hand through it or whatever, be there with you, like I really could care less. But the other more important thing for people to understand about abortion, people don't just wake up one day and say, gee, I have nothing better to do with my day. I think I'll go have an abortion. Like, that's not what's happening. And even though there have been some people who have used it as a method of birth control, that's like a really tiny number. And also, birth control is medical care. You know, there are people that have to have abortions even though they don't want to because of medical issues, whether, you know, their lives are in danger or both them and the baby's lives are in danger. It's like men need to just stay out of our uterus and call it a day. Like, but so many people have this negative connotation of like what abortion is and means. And it's like, but y'all need to, we've been telling y'all, it's not just like we don't want to have these babies and let's just go and kill them. Like, it's a lot more to it, but these white men just don't want to listen.
Well, Texas apparently disagrees with you because they did what I'm thinking they thought was a really clever thing in passing a law that instead of outlawing abortion or anything like that, they create a law that says that, it limits when you can have an abortion, but it's not enforced by the state. And I guess that was their sort of evil genius plan that could keep it constitutional because they're not punishing anyone who goes and gets an abortion against, in violation of the law. They made it so that anyone, literally anywhere in the country, could sue anyone who participated in a woman who got an abortion that was against the law. So they can bring private suits against people.
Which is insane.
Yeah. So
Ridiculous.
some guy in Missouri could sue a doctor in Texas who performed an abortion that, an abortion that was, let's say, at 21 weeks, which under Roe v. Wade is allowed, but under the Texas law is not. And
Does there have
so.
to be a nexus though? Like, does it have to be like, for example,
And
like if he
that's where it's all funky and messed up is no.
So I could go out and have an abortion, and you can sue the doctor because you don't like the fact that I had an abortion?
Right. It's almost like citizen's arrest type of thing, or it's so strange how they put it. And the reason, I mean, the reason why they did it this way, no matter how stupid it is very obvious because as long as they're not the ones punishing anyone for violating this law, in their eyes, they are not going against Roe v. Wade. Their
Yeah.
law may go against what Roe v. Wade says, but because the state isn't actually punishing anyone, it's a toothless law from the state's perspective.
So
But
Texas is being Texas, pretty much.
exactly. And they thought they were being clever, but we'll find out in, I guess, about 2 weeks because they try bringing it to the Supreme Court. I think like the day it was passed, of course, like the ACLU or some other group like that tried to bring it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, it was weird because people were like, oh, they punted on the issue. And yeah, they kind of did, they kind of didn't. Because what they really said was, hey, ACLU or whoever it was that brought the suit, you actually don't have standing to bring the suit because you haven't been wronged.
All right.
No one's wronged until someone sues somebody who has violated this law. And then that person can try to bring it to the Supreme Court. And even then, when that happened, the Supreme Court was like, we're declining to hear this issue right now. And then, what was it? Arizona passed their law, and theirs in Mississippi was even more blatant because they dropped the limit of the when you can get abortion down to, I think it's 15 weeks. Whereas presently, I believe it's 22 weeks that they came up with in Roe v. Wade. And so now the Supreme Court's like, okay, we're gonna pick up one of these cases the first week of November, and we're gonna actually give you a decision.
So where does Merrick Garland fit into all this? Like, didn't the DOJ do something recently
Yeah, the
regarding?
DOJ is suing
Okay.
for over the law. And I don't know if that's the one that the Supreme Court said that they're going to hear. I know that they said that basically, they said they're going to essentially decide this issue in the next couple of weeks. Almost like a once and for all type of thing, because they know that the suits are coming,
Yeah.
especially as every Republican controlled state is now passing their own law. And they're doing it on purpose to force the Supreme Court to make a decision, which is really to
Right.
say they're trying to force them to roll back Roe v. Wade, which is looking like it is probably going to happen to some extent, at least in my opinion.
Do you remember what the court makeup was in Roe v. Wade? 'Cause I know right now we have it's just a super conservative court.
I don't know. And even if I looked at the names, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I think like Thurgood Marshall was on the court then. But beyond that, I really couldn't say who else was on to be able to then decide, like, were they conservative or liberal.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Again, it's like elections have consequences.
yeah. I
It's
mean,
like the Republicans have been planning this from jump.
I will say, though, that I don't think it's as much of a slam dunk as the Republicans think it is, because as shitty as the Trump appointees are, maybe in their personal lives or whatever, I've actually been pretty surprised at some of the decisions that they made, or some of the decisions that some of them have been making,
Yeah,
where
same.
like they have not been going down. Like, it's almost like they made it a point to say, yeah, I may personally believe this thing, but it's not constitutional. I just happen to believe a thing that's not constitutional. Because I think
Right.
that it's right, or I think that it's wrong, regardless of what the Constitution says. But my job says I gotta uphold the Constitution. And as far as I'm concerned, the Constitution says that you're allowed to do this or whatever.
Right. Yeah, Gorsuch has become like one of my faves, which I never thought I would say that.
Yeah.
Even Kavanaugh, he surprised me on a couple immigration cases, like listening to the oral arguments for those. So yeah, I mean Amy Coney Barrett, though I still don't really like her, but
Yeah, I
it is what
know.
you know.
But I mean, honestly, if only two of them, if like Gorsuch and Kavanaugh are like, yeah, no, we can't overturn Roe v. Wade, that's enough.
Yeah.
You know, that keeps everything intact. What I think may end up happening is they're going to chip away at it. Only because the only reason that we have that, I'm thinking it's 22 weeks. It could be 24, it could be 21, but I think it's 22 weeks that we have that as the cutoff, is that when they decided the case in the 70s, that was the age at which it was not possible for a baby to live outside the womb. And that was it. And now with current medical techniques and science and all the other stuff, I have a feeling they may end up rolling it back, maybe to like 20 weeks or 18 weeks. And say, well, like you can put a kid in an incubator now, and that kid will live just fine at 18 weeks or whatever, or at least have a have a fighting chance to make it, which was impossible 50 years ago.
Right.
And that's why I think they may chip away at it. I think that either they're going to be like, no, everything stands as it is, or they may chip away at it and be like, well, current medical science says that, that our standard was the age at which a child can survive, as being viable. And science has changed in 50 years, and that age is now younger than it used to be. So we're going to stick with our rationale from Roe v. Wade. But now that science has changed, the rationale says that, now it's 18 weeks or 17 weeks or, whatever age is likely that a fetus could be viable and actually survive.
And when do things catch up to the point that it's 50 or however many years later and women have a right to control their bodies? Like, how about that? Like, at what point does that kick in, that a woman is the one that has to carry the child? So she should have the decision. She should bear, she should have the ultimate decision. Like, at what point do congressmen just decide, we don't need to be in women's uteruses, especially when you compare it to very basic things like wearing a mask. People are like, nope, my body, my choice. But then you want to go and tell women it's okay to, like, you want to try to control women's bodies. Like, the math ain't mathing on this.
Exactly.
And at what point, because I know, there are some, congressmen and women now that kind of want to codify Roe v. Wade in some way, shape, or form. How would that impact any of these lawsuits? Like, would that
trump? Or they would all disappear.
Yeah, because it's you can't, you have, the actual law, not just case law.
Right, exactly. As soon as there's a law passed by Congress, officially legalizing it or setting it in stone nationwide, that's it. You can't pass a law that goes against that or restricts it even more than the original law does.
That depends on Congress actually doing their job. And we've seen,
and they won't, because whatever his name is, Manchin, whatever the dude's, however you pronounce his name, he just seems to want to vote against everything the Democrats are in favor of.
Yeah.
So they can't get anything through. They have, technically, with him on board, they have control to be able to pass whatever they want. And he's like, I don't wanna.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right that you just use your control to pass laws. That's not right. We didn't like it when the Republicans did it. It's like, everyone, you shut the fuck up.
Pretty much. And that's why Democrats are pissing me off. Like, on things like immigration, obviously I'm biased, I care more about that, but they could literally pass all of these immigration bills, especially the ones that passed the House back in March, and they're like, yeah, they're trying to, please the Senate parliamentarian, even though they don't really need her approval. They can kind of go and just be like, okay, well, your opinion is kind of just that. It's an opinion, it's a recommendation, we're not required to follow it. We're going to do what we promised all these immigrants that we were going to do. And they're like, nah, we got to play nice in the sandbox. Even though given the same opportunity, the Republicans would not extend that courtesy.
Right. And I don't know how they aren't figuring this out, but it's like, black people, I have a feeling black people gave Democrats the last chance they were going to get in this past election. And it's like, all right, here we come to bail your dumbasses out yet again. You got one last chance to get this right, or we're out of here.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen, but something's got to give.
Yep. Well, in either case, we'll have an update once the Supreme Court makes their decision. And I don't know. I have a very strong feeling that they're going to roll it back to something like 20 or 18 weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes. I predicted who our next president and vice president would be.
True.
A year and a half before they even started running.
So can you predict tomorrow's lottery numbers then? Cause
oh yeah, it's going to be a set of numbers somewhere between 1 and 20 or word. 50 or whatever they go up to. All I'm right. Pretty sure.
Okay. Awesome. And in other legal news, not to keep going back to COVID, but COVID is still, the panini is still happening, people. Like, it's not over, not going away anytime soon. And a lot of employers' response to this is, if you want to work here, you got to be fully vaccinated. And there are companies like my mom's company, even if you're like, they've given people the option to either be an e-worker, meaning you only work at home, or you can work in the office. And regardless of if you're an e-worker or someone working in the office, you have to be fully vaccinated. And the rationale is that there could be a moment or a time where you have to actually go into the office for something, whether it's to
Right.
retrieve documents or whatever. So they want to make sure that everybody that works for the company is fully vaccinated, and people are losing their shit, and the anti-vaxxers are being crybabies, and they're like, you're forcing me to get vaccinated. You're forcing me to do something against my will. We ain't forcing you to do shit. If you want to keep working here, then you have to get fully vaccinated, but we're not forcing you to go and get vaccinated. It's just a choice that you have to make. But don't be out here crying, whatever, because you don't want to do this in order to get this benefit that is a job.
Right. And it should be made very clear to anyone listening, especially if someone is like my job is trying to make me do that, and I know they can't make me do that because blah, blah, blah. Yes, your job can require you to be vaccinated. It is allowed. It has always been allowed. You just never paid attention to it because you got all your vaccines as a child before you developed your, I'm going to try to be polite, ridiculous views on things that have been informed by videos you see on
On
YouTube,
WhatsApp.
right, or WhatsApp. It's like back before you were able to have enough sense to make dumb decisions, your parents made sure you had vaccines, which is why your jobs never had to say anything about it and why your schools never had to say anything about it, because everybody just did it because polio sucked and smallpox sucked. And measles sucked and the mumps sucked and all those other things that killed all sorts of people and put them in wheelchairs and iron lungs and everything else. And so everyone just got vaccines and then everyone was better.
Were you around when we had polio and smallpox and all that stuff to know
Fuck, how
that it
fucking
sucked?
old you think I am? Damn.
It was just a question.
No, I was not
'Cause you
around when we
said that
had
like you had personal
polio.
experience.
I was not around during polio. Like I was like I was hanging out with FDR or something.
I mean, you might have been.
Oh my God.
I don't know. But yeah, like people act like vaccines are new. Like I almost get hate mail on a weekly basis because I did a video that was pretty much like, starting October 1st, if you want a green card, you gotta get a vaccine. And people are like chewing me out like I'm the one that wrote the regulation. It's like, don't shoot the messenger. The CDC said it and then USCIS adopted it. But it's like, you've always needed vaccines to get a green card. This is not new.
Exactly.
We're just adding COVID to the list. And for most of us growing up, we got vaccines at school. Like they gave us a little card and like we had like our little vaccine passport kind of thing. So I don't know where all of this like I still have anti-vaxxers in my family, like on today, like October 22nd, 2021, still are like, no, about that COVID vaccine. Like, what if like, you get it and there's like a microchip and then you go and give blood and now that person's gonna have contaminated blood and now they're gonna have your microchips and that's gonna be like two Biancas floating. I'm like, what? Like, it's just insane. And it's like, I just can't anymore. So it's like, no, we're not depriving you of a job or a green card or the ability to go to this restaurant or whatever. You are choosing to deprive yourself of that because the standard requirement is if you want these nice things, you got to be vaccinated and you're choosing to not.
Right. That whole microchip thing cracks me up though. It's like, yeah, Gloria from St. Paul, Minnesota, who sits on your couch 18 hours a day, the government really wants to fucking track you. They definitely want to know where you are and what you're doing, and they want to listen to your thoughts in your brain. That
Yeah.
that's their whole thing that they're all about, and they got the entire globe in on this. Had millions of people die from it so that they can know what you plan on having for dinner tonight.
Like these people aren't already sharing every freaking thing on Facebook already.
Right. I don't
Like
want
we
them to be
need
able to track
to,
me. You mean like on
right,
the
we need
thing?
to microchip you when you're already sharing all this stuff willy-nilly.
Right. Like you realize you're typing this message about not wanting to be tracked on a device that
That tracks.
you're sharing this with the world that tells everyone where you are, and you're using a device that tracks your location.
Right. It just, the math ain't math. Like, it just does not make sense to me. But there are people that believe this. And everybody's like, well, the vaccine just came out too fast. I don't think it did. I feel like it came out too slow, given all the technological advances and stuff. I feel like we should have had something for this a little bit sooner. And with
Right.
the vaccine, like they tested way more people than was required for other things. Like for, there are drugs that people pop every day that don't even receive nearly half as much testing as a COVID vaccine did. People be out here like someone today, I saw someone posted, they were like, I just want to be healthy as you're out here saying you refuse to get vaccinated, you don't believe in it while you're out here eating God knows whatever is in these McDonald's chicken nuggets and smoking a vape pen and all that stuff. Yes, you are the quintessential poster boy for what is healthy.
I'm careful about what I put in my body. Like, okay.
Right. Right. It's like, give me a break. Like, I just can't anymore. Like, I don't even engage with people anymore. I'm just like, whatever.
But yes, people, your jobs can require you to have a COVID vaccine. And yes, if you have a medical exemption, there are rules about medical exemptions that we're not going to go into detail with on here because you should consult a lawyer if you really, really think that it applies to you. And it's not just some made up nonsense. Because there are some people like who legitimately, I mean, honestly, these are the people that getting vaccines are sort of meant to protect. You know, people who have compromised immune systems, where if they get a vaccine, it would actually make them sick because of how bad things are for them. And it's like, yeah, there are a very small subset of people out there who fit into that category. And you know, the government already has rules in place about what to do in those situations. It's not like
Right.
we're treading on new ground here. Everyone knows what to do for that. You just have to check in with a lawyer if you really want to, or check in with HR and they know the steps to follow. And the same thing with religious exemptions, but at the same time, they're not accepting the nonsense religious exemptions like they used to in the past. Let me put it this way. Whenever you said that you had a religious exemption for some, like to get your flu shot or something, nobody ever believed you. Everyone knows that you, the person who swears like a sailor and drinks like a fish and pops pills and smokes who knows what,
Yeah.
everyone knows that you are not religious and that you aren't following anything like that, and you were just making up some nonsense because you didn't want to get a shot. They just didn't care because it wasn't that important back then.
Right. Yeah, I mean, for immigration, like there are people who want to apply for a COVID, they want to apply for like a waiver for the COVID vaccine to get a green card based on medical. Or, I mean, sorry, based on religious exemptions. And USCIS is like, all right, cool. But you got to show that you're opposed to all vaccines, not just COVID, meaning you have to show that you've never received a vaccine before based on your religion. And that's where people are like crickets. Like, I have clients who they're like, they want a COVID waiver. And I'm like, all right, cool. I just need proof that your religion opposes all vaccines and we could get this popping. And crickets. I haven't heard back from
Right.
like nary a client that wants to do this yet. And I have some lawyer friends who are like, I refuse to have any clients who want to apply for a waiver of the COVID vaccine because, you know, I don't want to have stupid clients and this, that, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I mean, okay, but like unvaccinated money is still money. So, I mean, you know, and it's kind of like how,
If they
you
want to pay you
know,
to file that piece of paper that's going to get denied, like, all right.
right. It's kind of like how, you know, allegedly OJ did it and like Johnny Cochran still represented him anyway. Like, so it's kind of like how, you know, criminals need love too. I mean, some unvaccinated people might need to be represented as well. Like, who am I to, you know,
I
but
mean, you can still spend stupid money at the store, so may as well take it.
exactly. Stupid money is still money. You know what I mean? Sally Mae ain't gonna care. She just wants her money. She doesn't care if it's vaccinated or not.
But Yeah, so that's the message, folks. Just go get your vaccine.
Yeah, please do. Like,
If your
nothing's
job's
gonna
up.
happen to you. You're
Right.
not gonna turn into a monkey. One of my mom's friends, actually, when I get off with you, I gotta go and ask my mom's friend. She said everybody who got vaccinated was going to die on October 4th, 2021. And miracle of miracles, I'm still alive. So I wanna know what happened to her. Well, she didn't get the vaccine, but I just wanna know, like, what happened was. Maybe she meant by when she said die, maybe she meant whatever day. Like Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram went down. Maybe that's what she meant by die. But I'm still alive. I've been fully vaccinated since April. I'm good. Like, I'm just mad I couldn't get the vaccine sooner. Like, Chris got it in January because, he had to for work. He was an essential worker. I got it the nanosecond I was able to. So, and I'm fine. I'm just trying to see if they'll let me get a booster. They won't, but I'm just trying to see if I could, like, sneak in, maybe. Like lie about a pre-existing condition or something, try to get me an extra booster because people aren't staying home, people aren't masking up, and then people don't want to get vaccinated. But then people want to be mad that they have to mask up or not go to work if they don't want to get vaccinated and stuff. So you got to do something. You can't do nothing. You can't not want to do any of the things, but then complain we're still dealing with this. And starting in a couple weeks, like we finally, like America is requiring all people, all foreigners coming in here to be fully vaccinated. That starts November 8th, I believe. So it'll be interesting to see.
No, what's going to be interesting is the rush of people trying to get in by November 7th.
That too.
But you
That too.
know, people just going to do what they're going to do.
Yep.
And
Well,
on that happy note, everybody.
that's all we got for you today.
Yep.
It's good to be back. We promise to try to be back more frequently, as long as the pandemic cooperates and all that good stuff.
We will commit to giving you more than one episode per year.
Yes, definitely. That we can promise you, starting with this one. So we've already met our quota. Hey.
Exactly.
But in the meantime, in between time, when you're not listening to our episodes, you can catch up with us on social media. I am Brazen Lawyer on pretty much all social media, always posting shenanigans. So definitely reach out to me there.
I'm not even gonna lie. The only thing I'm on is Facebook right now, and I keep that private because I hate saying anything on Twitter because all people want to do is just argue with you and try to dox you. And yeah, that's it. So, if you ever want to reach me for any particular reason, you can always reach me by going to elevatelawfirm.com. Fill out the contact form and say hey.
And he might holler back.
Maybe.
Later, y'all.
Bye.